Movie is in theaters now. The Phantom of the Opera, the Phantom himself, Jerry Butler.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Bender just called you Jerry. Can you
Jerry's
do that?
Good. Jerry's good.
Do your friends call you Jerry?
My friends. Yeah, pretty much everybody except my mother.
Okay. Does she still go with Gerard?
Yeah, maybe Gerard's good, yeah.
Awesome. Sammy and I just watched you on Ellen.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we thought you were awfully cute.
Oh, thank you.
And we also decided, we made a executive decision between the two of us that we think you might be the next big thing.
The next big thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Not to put pressure on you.
Yeah, well, I've been eating a lot of donuts, so I think I might just be the next big thing.
No, not in that way, but... Well, you know like how Clive Owen has kind of all of a sudden, everyone's taken notice of him? Or,
yeah.
Like, I think that, like, you are the next one.
Okay.
The Hugh Jackman, the Colin Farrell,
yeah.
The Clive Owen of Vital.
Oh, you got to write to the people that matter and tell them that, all right?
I know, to your agents.
I've been doing this for a long time. Hey, I'm the next big thing, but nobody seems to be taking any notice.
And doesn't that frustrate you how long you've been doing this and all of a sudden it's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you.
It's a thing they like to say, the next big thing. And when they say it, it's obviously very flattering, but if they say it, and then they say it a year later, and then a year later, okay.
Then it's just frustrating.
This isn't going like I thought it would.
Now, where do you live now? Do you still live in Scotland, or do you live in L.A. permanently now?
I'm pretty much in hotels, to be honest.
Wow.
I my base is in London. I just bought a place in New York, but here I am standing in a hotel room in L.A., and I've been living out of bag for about 6 weeks because we were doing the tour for the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And we were pretty much all over the world with that. And then I took a holiday in Bali and Australia. And now I'm back in L.A. So
man, life must suck to be you.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm, you know, it sounds like I'm complaining.
No, it sounds glamorous when you mention it. But then I'm a really bad traveler. So I know deep down, even though I give you a hard time, that I would not do well keeping up with that sort of a travel schedule.
Yeah, it gets tough sometimes. It gets tough. I mean, I enjoy traveling, but at the same time, there's many, many, many times I could do without it.
Oh, yeah. Like sleeping in your own bed at night. Oh, wow. And I'm assuming it's hard. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No. See, that would be really difficult,
see, there
too.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I've got to sort of find out some good information on you. You know, we have you on the phone.
Wasn't that slick, a way of asking
it? Was
it
smooth, the way I put it in there. But oh, what was it? What was the term for going in for a kiss?
Oh, what's a proper kiss called?
Going in for a, oh, for a snog.
For snog. Snog. That's it. See, Sammy, snog. I want that to take off here in Seattle. Going in for a snog.
Yeah, I don't know how much Ellen liked that one. You know, I can tell.
I think it's hilarious you're talking about kissing her. She's a full-blown lesbian. And I love it.
I know.
She's like, I know. That's why I thought it was funny, but I just couldn't tell how funny she thought it was.
Oh, I, you know what? It came across as she thought you were funny.
Okay.
It didn't look like the joke bombed.
Well, I'm glad somebody found me funny. I watched the show, and I didn't really feel like I gave her a chance to be anything. I just didn't shut up, you know?
Hey, man, yeah, that's your moment. You got to take it while you can. I was amazed when you said that you were cast for Phantom of the Opera before they really even knew that you could sing, and then you had to take singing lessons.
Yeah, no. Well, then, I guess I didn't. That wasn't explained properly, because what happened was they came to me. They didn't cast me. They said they were interested in me for Phantom of the Opera. And it was then I started taking the singing lessons, but it was quite a while after that I was finally cast.
But what are the odds, though, that you wouldn't, you know, you could have sucked at it?
No. I had to sing with the musical director a few times and go and sing for Andrew Lloyd Webber and Joel Schumacher before they gave me the job.
I think it sounds cooler, though, if you say that you were cast before you even started singing.
Yeah, I'd stick with that story.
Well, that would be maybe make me look cool, but it kind of might make them look like idiots.
are they into gambling? And, of course, now you got Dear Frankie coming out, which what we heard was it looks like a sweet movie.
Yeah, you know what? It is. It's incredibly sweet.
Well, hey, we wish you well with Dear Frankie, and of course, obviously, Phantom of the Opera doing well already, but we wish you well with everything you're working on right now.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.